Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. I'm delighted to be joined by Jay Gould, Senior Product Marketing Manager at Cray. Welcome, Jay.
Thank you. Nice to meet you, Allison.
So Cray, obviously a major name in technology. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the company and what you do there, Jay?
Sure. Cray's been around for over 40 years now. Seymour Cray, the founder, really has the credit with naming the industry, the supercomputing industry in general. And at Cray now, in current times, I do the outbound technical marketing for Cray's traditional high-end supercomputers. Cray also makes cluster supercomputers and integrated storage systems as well.
So can you just characterize for the audience that might not be familiar, what's the difference between a traditional supercomputer and a clustered supercomputer?
Yeah, Cray's been known for doing the high-end supercomputers for a very long time, and that means that they're fully integrated by Cray from the silicon components to the compute blades that we create, the I/O systems, memory systems, the interconnect that connects all these fast processor technologies together. The networking is optimized to connect, rows of cabinets of blades together into large systems so that they perform at their absolute maximum execution speed. Clusters are a different approach to doing computing. They're very valuable too, or we wouldn't be producing and selling them ourselves. Clusters are a more configurable, open standards type approach to doing computing. You can rely on other industry tools and operating systems and commodity boards to assemble systems, basically building your own kind of configuration from the ground up. Lots of folks may get started with clusters. Lots of universities use clusters. But if you need to do the most demanding job runs, the most complex simulations, you'd probably be using a higher-end Cray-type supercomputer.
Cray has been working with Intel for a number of years, integrating RZM processors and other technologies into your systems. But you've been working with Intel most recently on the E5-2600 family of products. Can you talk a little bit about what you're doing with those processors?
Cray's already been integrating the Xeon family of processors into our clusters for several years. Cray is at the high end with the XC30 family, has been integrating the latest generation of Xeon processors over the last year and going into the future. So we're adopting the whole E5-2600 V2 product family into our portfolio, both the high-end XC30 supercomputers and the CS300 cluster supercomputers support the new V2 product family. Our two families of Cray supercomputers previously have supported the Intel Xeon processor E5-2600 product family, and we've been successfully shipping Xeon-enabled products to the supercomputing industry for a couple of years.
What does the next generation of processor architecture, in this case the E5-2600 V2, mean in terms of new types of capabilities to the solutions that you guys are offering? Why adopt these next generation products?
Well, our users have very demanding supercomputing performance requirements, and Cray has a worldwide reputation for delivering the most scalable, sustained performing systems in the supercomputing industry. So upgrading Cray XC30 series systems to the higher core counts and the Intel 22 nanometer fabrication process of the V2 family of your Xeon E5 processors will allow us to push the highest end of the performance spectrum now and into the future, tracking the Intel roadmap. So we can upgrade Cray customers by proactive design, swap out blades and boards in the future when you have new, more capable and faster technologies available. And that helps our customers protect their investments.
Can you give us some examples of what types of industries are adopting this technology and what kind of research is going on here?
With the additional E5 V2 boosts in core counts, threads per socket, cache size, memory speeds, Cray can take systems and make them address the most demanding applications across a wide variety of industry segments, earth sciences, energy, life sciences, as well as manufacturing, defense, national security, and many other subsegments and sciences as well.
Now, obviously, the types of markets that you're looking at also extend into in some cases, our Xeon Phi products, you know, where we've got highly parallel workloads. Are you guys taking a look at Phi in terms of the types of capabilities that you're delivering as well?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, the Cray cluster supercomputing systems already support Phi today. Cray's got a great deal of success in delivering adaptive supercomputing systems in the past, and we've publicly announced that the XC30 family will be supporting integrated Xeon CPU and Xeon Phi coprocessor hybrid systems in the very near future.
Well, Jay, thanks so much for sharing this news with us. Very cool to hear about how Cray is delivering cutting-edge solutions to this market, and congratulations on the upgrade to the XC30 and XC30AC families. If folks want to learn more about what you've talked about today, is there a website that you point them to?
Sure. They can learn a lot more about all of our products by going to cray.com.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being on the program today.
Thank you, Allison.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.